Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Hasocher es ha'umnin. If somebody hires a workers, v'hitu ze'ezeh, and they mislead each other, ein lohem ze' al ze' ela tarumas. There is no claim other than just what we call in Yiddish tainus. They have a claim against each other, but not a financial claim. There's no financial claim. They can be upset with each other, but that's it. There's no, they have no claim against each other. Now, what is this misleading that's going on here? There's actually two different approaches in the Gemara. One approach is that the workers themselves misled each other, and that is one worker who was told by a employer that I want to hire some people for $4 a day, and the worker goes and approaches other workers and says, you know, this fellow is willing to hire us for $3 a day, and they accept that that proposal of $3 a day. So even though really he was told to say $4 a day, and for whatever reason he said $3 a day, the fact is that they accepted the $3 a day proposal, and therefore that's what they're stuck with. They can be upset, but that's it. The other approach of the Gemara is not translating vitu ze'ezeh, that they misled each other, as much as that they backed out of their agreement with each other. And that is to say, if before the workers began their work, the employer said, I'm now no longer interested, and as long as it happened before the work began, before they went and began the work, the employer can back out, and the workers can back out as well, and they have nothing but tainus on each other. They just have terumas, they can be upset, but there is no commitment since the work had not begun. Now the Mishnah will discuss an exception to this idea, and that is there are scenarios where there is a loss to the employer. The employer will lose out if they back out. So even if they have not begun the work, still, if they back out, the workers bear some responsibility, as the Mishnah now says. That sachar es hachamor, if somebody hires a donkey driver, ves hakador, or according to this girsa, according to this version of the text, it means someone who makes pottery. But most opinions follow a different girsa, which is hakaror, which is somebody who is a wagon driver. Lahavi piryafarin v'chalilim lakala olames, that he hired either the donkey driver or the wagon driver to bring this wood that was designed to make a chuppah for a kala or a tent for a mace. Or chalilim, or musical instruments. They would use musical instruments both for weddings and for funerals. Upalin lahalos pishtonim in a mishra, or he hired workers to take his flax out of the water that it's soaking in, and which, if you don't take the flax out in time, it can ruin the flax. V'chol davar she'aved, and or anything in which there'll be a loss if it's not done in a timely fashion, v'chazru bahen, and the workers back out. So makum she'ein sham adam, in a place where you have no person. Now what that means is you don't have any person to replace them at the wages that they agreed upon. Perhaps you can always, everyone has their price, and you can find workers for an exorbitant amount of price. And if you can find workers for a higher price, socher alehan, you can hire those more expensive workers, and it will be the responsibility of the other workers who backed out to pay the difference. O matan, or you can mislead the original workers who backed out and say, you know, I'm going to give you more money, and then you would not be responsible to give them more money in actuality.